thoughts.
You get dizzy?
A little bit.
Okay, that was the best ever. Let's
really?
Do that. Yeah. Okay. Oh, are you kidding? We went up to that C.
Wow. When it was.
Wow. F the high C.
I just had to catch my oxygen.
Keep going.
A little hyperventilating.
Yeah. So let's just burn up the oxygen.
Okay.
Burn it off.
Okay.
Are you sure? That was really short.
Okay.
Should we stand up and do jumping jacks?
No.
Okay, we got to keep moving though.
Okay. Yeah, I see that white zone. You know that white zone?
Yeah.
The room starts going a little bit.
Stay away from the light. Do not follow the light.
I see
don't go into the light.
Flashes of woo. Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Do you have a song that you wanted to, an original that you wanted to work on today? Or
sure.
Or
no? I always have songs. Is there ever a time I don't have a song?
No, not that I know. Okay, so this is G. All right.
Well, did you work on the one that I sent you recording? I have to punch in a few spots. I think careers, I still have trouble with that part. Was there anything you noticed that in particular on that? Are we moving on to that or did you want
you
to
know
do
what? There was...
Because I brought speakers.
You know, I'm trying to think, because now I think of your performance, your live performance, and the one of the... I think there was one quivery... I want to say there was one quivery voice thing.
One quivery thing.
In the recording.
Uh-huh.
But, God, it was... I thought that was so amazing, Judy.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I mean,
excited.
The progress... It was just... You know, from the time you opened your mouth on that,
well,
the sound of the instruments, the sound of your voice that controlled the emotion...
I have the emotion, I know that, but I've worked so hard to get to a place where some people start out that way with a great voice, and I don't have that. I'm very intimidated.
And when I say the emotion, I mean in your voice.
Okay, good.
Translating into your voice.
Into a good sound.
Yes.
Yeah, because you can have emotion.
I'm always, when I talk about emotion and we're talking vocally, I'm always talking about that emotion translating into your voice.
Okay.
Because I know how you feel, in a sense, because when I look at your lyrics, I know how you're feeling, you know, about the song, but how it's coming through, and that's what I felt.
Thank you.
I felt it
well,
in your voice.
I'm so intimidated by the other singers, these other people that can open their mouth and have an incredible voice that I never was born with.
It's
painful.
Like I said, that it is painful. But you know what? People that subject themselves to that, they really grow.
Okay.
You know, and I mean, all the musicians that I was ever around, and they were like, they didn't want to go hear people because, oh, she's so much better.
Yeah.
You know, this drummer's better. You know, they don't get good. That's so inspiring.
It is.
You know, it's like you feel like you suck, and it just makes you work harder. Some people feel like they suck, and it makes them not work harder, turn away. The other people, which I think are like us, listen to it, and it makes us want to get better.
I think I can get better. And yeah. I think that...
You have gotten better.
No, but I mean, I think even more. I'm
oh,
really
yeah.
Excited.
Oh, yeah, this is our last better. Lesson, Judy. You have... You're there. I mean, it just...
Well, I mean, there's no end to it. But I mean, I'm only going to get so good with what I was born with. But you know what? I don't care because I have the emotion. And I don't think everybody does. So.
And we don't know where that is.
No,
where
is
it? You say
it?
You're only going to get so good. But where is that? You know? Where is that?
Before
where's the final
I get to be 80
place?
Years old? I just started so late. Oh, my
but you
God.
Know what? If I can give it another listen and... because with that in mind, I was listening to the overall feeling of
it. I have it here. I can put it on.
Oh, okay.
Whenever. Okay.
So that's what you're going to go back and do? You're going to fix
tomorrow
something.
Morning.
Oh, tomorrow morning.
And he never added his instrumental. So it's going to sound good. And he didn't mix it.
Yeah, because there were things that were,
in.
Yeah.
But he's going to add some other instruments, so it's going to sound really nice.
Has he recorded them already? Just has to
No, he hasn't added
I was going to record them tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
All excited. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
It's going to sound nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he needs a riff. I mean, he needs a melody that's going to go through the instrumental with something nice. Yeah,
that makes sense.
But it sounded like one of these Elton John's Crocodile Rock, the way he was
oh.
the piano. It was awesome.
Oh,
it
my gosh,
awesome.
Judy.
Yeah, thank you.
That's great. Okay, so we'll... let's go on to that then.
Okay,
because,
all right.
And then,
all right. I want to know what quivery parts you were thinking I could fix. So.
Yeah, and I...
With uncertain careers. That's the part, careers.
Is
I keep going
right?
up on that one. I've practiced it where it doesn't do that, but it's just hard.
Okay, all right, so I'll pull out my guitar for where, okay, sounds
whatever.
Good. You know what, Judy, your ears. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm so
do your guitar.
You can't stay on one thing for 1 minute. I think it's because I only got 2 hours of sleep. I'm telling you, I can't sleep.
You?
I don't know what's going on with me.
Really?
I swear, I'm up all night with the iPod just because I can't sleep. I figure I'll just listen to music.
Really? Yeah, when did this start?
Like 2-3 months.
Since you started lessons.
Uh-oh. Since I started music. You know, it's an addiction, this recording, and it costs money, and I love what I'm doing. But, you know, it can't go on forever this way. But you know, I'm not going to worry about that right now.
You know, mate, you're getting pretty close to, were you going to have a finished product pretty soon in terms of a whole CD?
I don't think it's good enough. I mean, I still think but I'll get there. You know what? Yeah. If I keep going to George, he's going to keep fixing.
Oh, let me tell you. I mean, the instruments and your voice. God, I mean, watching you perform, see, I did it backward. You wanted me to hear the song.
Yeah.
That you sent, and then you said, I'm going to perform this tonight. But I saw the performance.
Okay.
The Kulak thing. And then I went to my emails, and then I had, and then I was like, oh, and she's like, I'll look forward to our lesson tomorrow at 4:00. And I was like, oh, let me check this out. So I had just watched you perform. So I was like, that seemed to me like part of why you were so on vocally for the performance, because you'd come fresh. You'd worked things out to record it. You had to work it out.
I had to work out the riffs, the instrumental. It was a lot of thought.
Doesn't that polish you up?
It does.
But I told you, it just totally does. So now I'm like, that's why she was so polished vocally and in control at that performance. She's been working the bugs out.
And guess what? I like drums. I didn't know that I like drums. I'm thinking, oh, I should have put them on more of my songs. And you know what? I have another song coming up, Saying Goodbye, that's really good for drums, and it's like a real goodbye song, but it's passionate. Song. Look, yeah. I don't know
drums
if I'm running
add
out.
That. They can add the right thing. They can add that.
That's
just
dimension.
So
cool. I'm so excited. I decided if I run out of songs, I'm going to write something. So that's
going to happen. Oh, good. You're
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I have to empty out my brain. And then
that makes sense, because you're making the most of what you've been given. You're really taking that to the best it can be.
Yeah, there's one song I have that has an amazing melody, but no chorus. It's just a great song. So it just needs something. So I'm going to rewrite, you know.